Now, how the pain changes you is up to you. You can come out bitter, or you can come out better. You can come out defeated, giving up on your dreams, or you can come out with a new passion, a new fire, excited about the new opportunities in front of you. I may not like it, but I'm not a whiner. I'm a warrior. I know I can handle this. Don't complain about the pain. Without the pain, we couldn't reach the fullness of our destinies. Sometimes we bring pain on ourselves. We make poor choices, get in a relationship we know is not good, or maybe get over our head in our spending. Now it's painful. We're having to deal with the consequences. All of us experience pain. My challenge, don't just go through it, grow through it. That difficulty is an opportunity to get stronger, to develop character, to gain new confidence. Anybody can give up. Anybody can let it overwhelm you. But you know what that's doing? Wasting your pain. That pain is not there to stop you. It's there to prepare you, to increase you, to develop you. Difficulties are a part of life. Now quit telling yourself you can't take it. You're not weak. You are well able. Eventually, the pain will pass. You'll give birth to new strength. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. There will always be forces trying to convince us to settle where we are. Life has a way of pushing our dreams down. They can become buried under discouragement, buried under past mistakes. There are dreams buried under divorce, buried under low self-esteem. It's easy to settle for mediocrity, even though we have all this potential buried on the inside. What are you remembering? The hurt, the pain, what didn't work out? Turn it around and remember your dream. Have you allowed any dreams to get buried in you? At one time, you believed you could do something great. You believed you could lead the company in sales. You believed you could break that addiction. But it's been a long time. Had some bad breaks. Wasn't all your fault. You could easily settle where you are. Nobody would fault you. The enemy would love to deceive you into burying your dream, thinking that it's never going to work out. Don't believe those lies. It's not too late to become all that you were created to be.
It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
Zone, and this is the Hayden Russo Show. I've got to thank everyone for your comments, your feedback. Some of them were candid. I had a lot of people not to engage in last week's conversation. We will continue from last week's conversation regarding marriage. And this would be part two, but in part A, some of the complaints that I got was that you only spoke on the successful marriages, but yet you was telling us of the high percentage of divorce rate. And I want to apologize for that because, that is not my intention. I did not have enough time to fully engage in the whole conversation. So I do want to reiterate that for successful marriages, let's try to do some things that take it to another step. Although we may be successful and we may have been successful in dealing with some things internally to keep the marriage moving forward. It would be wise that successful marriages get counseling just as well as if a couple was going through some difficulties, because I think that it's important that if you have a successful marriage, is there another level to the marriage that you possibly can get to? And you don't want to leave anything on the table. So I, Hayden Russo, strongly recommend that you deal with that in terms of trying to find new levels of growth for your marriage and new heights and level of enjoyment that this life can provide to you if you seek it and ask for it. As you guys know, I try to be extremely positive, and I try not to dwell into negative things. But in order for me to fully engage in the conversation of marriage, I have to kind of touch on some of the things that I don't like speaking about. I think that when it comes to divorce, some of the key things that can be done to begin to mitigate the circumstance and to begin to take control of the divorce rate is that we have to begin to deal with issues when they happen. I think a lot of times things that's happened in my marriage, things that I'm extremely not proud of, and I've always said, and you guys can keep me accountable, you can go back, I've always said that I'm very grateful to my wife and my family, because they could have left me many times for acting inappropriate and not conducting myself as a man. But in a divorce, no one wins. So if you can begin to deal with issues as they come up instead of holding issues that's 10 and 15 years old, because when you hold those type of issues, they only fester. And part of that festering process is just pure negativism, as I would say. And you have to deal with that head on. And dealing with that head on, sometimes it gets to be a lot of not confrontational, but let me give you a remedy that has worked for me. And I hope that I don't get put in a doghouse for this, okay? When you want to solve an issue, if the issue is so strong and that you believe in it that much, right? You should be able to make love to your wife, and right after that nice moment happened, you guys should be able to engage in that same conversation with the solutions. And the real solutions will come out at that moment. But the emotional experience will come out before, because the level of feeling that you will have after that is different than before. Before, you have to hold your position like we're in war. But afterwards, you're in a peace of mind, a level of calmness. And that's one of the things that has worked for me. But the other thing that has worked for me is that sometimes it's just best to take a cool off period. When things happen, I think that during a cool off period, what could happen is some of the things that may be said in emotions when emotions are running high will not be said when you're level head. So if you're able to take a good 20 minutes to an hour just to take a step back, take a breather, take a walk, maybe listen to your favorite music, or maybe just sit outside and listen to the birds. Whatever that works for you, it would be something that I would encourage during your cool off period. But never forget that before things can be destructive, there is an area of commonality, and there's an area of that we can mitigate the rate of divorce if we deal with it at that particular time, in that particular moment, within that week, within that month, within that year, depending on the level of circumstance or issue. That's some of the things that I think. But if it gets to, let me give you an analogy. So if something caught on fire in the kitchen, you could put it out then and thereby eliminating the possibility of the house burning down. Or you can decide that, hey, look, I don't know how to put this fire out. I'm going to run outside. And then guess what? The house burned down. So a marriage, I feel, is no different. When the fire starts, put it out. Find a way to put it out. And when you put it out, if both of you are not in love, then I believe it's the man's job to make sure that he hangs in there until the love come back. And Dave, if you wouldn't mind getting into that next clip, I greatly appreciate it.
In those tough times, when you're uncomfortable, going through a loss, dealing with an illness, you could easily let it overwhelm you. Now, how the pain changes you is up to you. You can come out bitter, or you can come out better. You can come out defeated, giving up on your dreams, or you can come out with a new passion, a new fire, excited about the new opportunities in front of you. I may not like it, but I'm not a whiner. I'm a warrior. I know I can handle this. Don't complain about the pain. Without the pain, we couldn't reach the fullness of our destinies. Sometimes we bring pain on ourselves. We make poor choices, get in a relationship we know is not good, or maybe get over our head in our spending. Now it's painful. We're having to deal with the consequences.
If it gets to the point where irreconcilable differences and there's no way that the marriage can be saved, and there's no way that you can hang in there for the kids to give them the opportunity of having their mother and their father in their lives until their adulthood years, if those things are not possible, then we must begin to get into a healing process. We must begin to start the process of growing into a new person and rewiring the mind. And as I stated to you guys before, your mind has a million sensory receptors and 100 billion neurons that deliver the signals and the electrical components within your body to keep your arm, you speaking, to keep your lungs functioning, to keep the oxygen that you breathe and your heart beating over 100,000 times a day, to keep all of that going. But the beginning process of this is that you must wish your significant other, although you have to split apart, you must wish them the best of life. You must wish them the best of success. You must wish them nothing but the utmost love and connection with their kids and whoever they may be in the future. You wish them nothing but the best. And the reason that that's important is because if you don't begin to take control of the images of your mind, and if you don't begin to let go of the negative things that you think about that person, the hate that may begin to boil into you, will turn you into a person that you won't know who you are. You'll become this monster because you'll begin to harbor and fester on the things and the things that you wish that could have happened. And then yet you fail to forget that God never makes a mistake and there's a reason that it happened. But before you begin to run to someone else and jump into another relationship, begin to change the person you are. Begin learning some new things. Begin taking control of the things you watch and the things that you listen to. Begin to like go through a healing process that would enable you to weather the storm that is coming. Because when you separate from your significant other, depending on the length of time that you've been together, the financial impact can be severe, especially if you were a stay-in mom or a stay-in dad. Having to go back and possibly live with your mother or live with a friend to rebuild your life is not something that's going to be easy. So don't make it more difficult by thinking about your significant other and what your life could have been, or the things that you thought that you could have done or had done that didn't work out, or the you paid for them to be a doctor or a lawyer and now they're turning their backs on you. Always remember that we all have accountability. At some day to our significant other, a higher power, we will have things that we will have to tell our maker. We will have to explain to our maker why we made certain decisions. So sometimes where you think someone is not getting what they deserve or what they need, or you feel that they're unfair, don't worry about that. Concern yourself with what you're doing. Begin taking control of what it is that you need to take control of. Don't try to look for big things. Don't begin, if you're not making any money and you begin to make $40 a day, that's a start. Although you would not stay at the $40 a day because you're worth more, it begins to turn the wheel. It begins to turn the wheel of revenue to allow you, your brain to think, to process what's happening and to begin to give you answers that you did not realize that was within you. So watch what you're listening to. Doesn't mean just watching TV. It means that you may have to change your surrounding. If you gotten divorced or you feel like you may get divorced, there's no need to hang around all the people that you hung around with when you were married. Okay? When you're going through something, do not hang with anyone that's going through the same thing. There's no advice that they can give to you. You're in the same boat. If you've lost a leg, don't go to therapy where people have lost their legs. Go to a therapy where everyone walks in and begin to change your images. Begin to change the five people that you spend the most time with. And if you were a stay-in mom or a stay-in dad, and you begin to generate resources, then the next thing you need to do is increase your value. But understand that you don't get paid for time that you're learning. You get paid for the value that you bring to the marketplace. So until you go and learn a new skill and acquire the education that you need, or go back to college, or start a new business and get on your feet, you will not be paid for the time. You will only be paid when you get the diploma, when you graduate, when you get that extra credit, or you take the additional seminars, or you go back to school for your master's or your doctorate. When you begin to do those things, That's how you begin to take control or overcoming the bad situation of a divorce. And then the last thing that I would encourage, if humanly possible, is to change the places you go to, the places that you used to go to with your ex significant other. Change that surrounding. Change the places you go with your kids. I hate to say change churches, but if he attends the church, change churches. That's my opinion. If you're going to take control of your life and you're going to be 100% responsible for your life, then you need to take 100% responsibility. No excuses. And then you have to be willing to turn your life around. If you'd like to join this conversation, please call in. 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. We'll be back with more right after this. The best pork barbecue ribs and chicken in the state of Florida. Don't believe it? Try it yourself. Call Bounce Back Barbecue at 561-307-4382. They also do catering. That's 561-307-4382. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663. Man, I'm getting ready for First Friday.
What? Man, look at your hair.
Dude, go get a haircut.
It's 8 o'clock.
What do you mean 8 o'clock?
You still have time.
Go down to Headliners. They'll take care of you right away. 1523 West Blue Heron Boulevard, Riviera Beach, in the Imperial Plaza. If you get lost, give them a call. 561-429-4765. Go down to Headliners. Come experience a true haircut.
Buy, sell, or rent. Call Shakira Roll today at 561-312-2641 or email her at info@rollhome.com. That's info@ROLLEHOME.com. Visit her website at www.rollhome.com. That's www.ROLLEHOME.com.
Invest in Macedonia.com. www.inmacedonia.com. The future to connecting the world.
And now more of the Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Back to Hayden Russo.
I'm feeling that, Dave. I'm feeling that. I greatly appreciate it. Now, I'm glad I got it out of that segment, because, boy, I did not like talking about divorce and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. Any sucker that has left you, it's his fault or her fault. Any sucker or dummy that left you, that realized that what they left behind was a gem, that a coal that was waiting to be put under pressure to turn into a diamond. And what they have done, if they have taken you as a coal, and because they have left you and you are hurt and you're disgusted and you're busted, and you have said that you're going to let go all of the things that they've done to you, you're going to let yourself go and you're going to be free, and you're not going to allow yourself to become captive with their dirty mindset. They will pay. And how would you pay them? With nothing but success. How would you do that? You begin by planting new seeds of culture. Okay? You'll unplow the old you. You'll get all the old seeds and pull out the weed and start planting the new person that you want to be. You won't be going to anyone that's divorced looking for answers. You'll be looking for your own answers.
Go on YouTube. Go to the library. And nobody means nobody. That's your mother or your father. Sometimes you need to go to God or a high power or sit still until the answer comes to you. Meditate on your situation. Are you serious? I told you on countless shows, you have to outlast the old you to become the new you. What does that mean, Hayden? You have to go through pain. You got to go through struggles. And it's through the struggles, I told you before, that you will find out who you are. You'll find out the character of the person you are. You'll find out how precious or big the diamond will come out. How much pressure you could take and hold your own. And Dave, if you wouldn't mind getting into that next clip, I greatly appreciate it.
Brothers, I don't care if both of you work, the two kids work, and the dog works at the car wash. The ultimate responsibility in that house rests on you. Head of the house doesn't make you the boss and the lord and the abuser of people. It means you're a covering and a protection and a line of defense against the onslaught of life. Until you man so well your position that your daughter can't find a boy that looks as strong as her daddy. She says, oh no, that won't do. Oh no, I'm not accustomed to that. No, you don't talk to me like that. You don't, no, let me tell you who I am. You don't talk to me like that because I'm not accustomed to it. My daddy didn't talk to my mother like that. You gonna hit who? You got one time. Oh, you looking for a woman with a job so you can lay in with your cute self and collect checks? Get a boy, get a clue. You're going to do something. You're going to do something in this house. You may not make as much, you may not have as much. You're going to do something in this house. And when the bill collectors call, I'm handing you the phone. Stop telling me what to tell them. Here, baby, this is for you.
You see, guys, I left this second segment. I left this for the second segment just for you. And to all the fathers out there in the world, I got to tell you, happy Father's Day. I'm glad to be on your side. Okay? And if you happen to be on the short end of the stick of this conversation, don't take it personal. Because without you, there cannot be life. So don't look down upon yourself, irregardless of your situation, irregardless of your relationship with your kids. Okay? You must continue to be a man because the responsibility of a man is great. But the responsibility of a man can also be plagiarism and also what I call being a dog. Look. I apologize to my wife later, but I've slept with over approximately maybe 130 women in my lifetime. It's not something that I'm proud of. And I'm just saying that so that I can connect with you guys, because a lot of bad things could happen. A lot of kids might have happened that I don't know about. And it's a shame if that has happened, because some of this stuff was on college campuses, and you might be one college campus here and you go somewhere, you're in a club over here, or, you know, the things that you do when you're young because you don't think of tomorrow. Okay. And the things that I had to go through to overcome my situation, and not only not to overcome my situation of whether it was possible. I can't compare divorce, but I'm trying to connect with you on being hurt and going through some pain. Because if you're a man, you've been hurt by a woman. You've been plagued by a woman. And if you've been in love, you have put up with some things that you would have not put up with any other woman or person because of how this person makes you feel, or is in particularly if you have a connection of love and affection with that person in the right type of way, without getting too explicit, if you guys understand what I mean. Okay? But that's not what you was brought here to do. And when, once you begin to start studying and start learning about life and learning about yourself, then you'll start to see life differently. What do you mean by that, Hayden? Let me give you an example. I feel that ashes to ashes, dust to dust. God created man. Then God created the earth, then created all the things that we needed on this planet, trees, water, all of the raw goods, air. And then after he created man, after he created all of the components of the earth, then he created man. But then he realized that man did not have enough. So he took the rib of a man to create the woman, thereby giving the woman a position to help the man think, and thereby becoming the head of a man. And then God said that if you, the head of the man is like the head of Christ, so that means that you are like one. You put the two of you guys together to make the one, but it's a common cause for that higher power. And when you create kids, you want to give them that opportunity and connection so that they can have their opportunity to feel the feeling, to go through the level of happiness that you have been able to live on this life, and have an opportunity to live it the way that they feel would be comfortable for them. Okay? But God didn't send a woman who he said was a lesser vessel. He wasn't saying that the woman was a weaker vessel. He wasn't saying that the woman is a weaker vessel because she's weak, because she's strong in the mind, but the man is strong in the body. So if you put a person that's strong in the mind with the body, what are the things that can be accomplished? So the job of a man is to protect the woman, to nurture the woman, to kind of give the woman what she needs. Because if, look, my wife can go and speak intelligently at the transmission shop because she knows that she has a man. Because I will go down there and say, hey, look here, buddy, are you serious? You need to change my wife's transmission or fluid and the air filter, and you told her she needed a $1,900 transmission? Are you serious? And then there's some things that, because I have a wife and she has a man, that she doesn't need to do. Okay? Although that my wife is the breadwinner in most cases, when I first got into the marriage and as I continue, I hope to be the breadwinner, but I don't have no complexion if my wife makes more than me. I don't have no complexion if I'm a stay-in dad, because when I wasn't making any money and I was building the company and I was growing and cultivating the things that I wanted to do in life, it was my wife's income that was paying the mortgage. It was my wife's income that was paying the lights, the water, that was providing food for my family. Understand your responsibility and level of a man. I'm not telling you to go get dogged out by any woman. I'm not telling you to get run over or abused. But I'm telling you that if both of you are not in love, if both of you are in the same level of situation in the argument, it is the man's job to take the lesser road and say, okay, you win. You can put me in the doghouse for a week. I'll still be sitting there when you tell me that I come out. But then on the same token, it's not the woman's responsibility to treat the man as a dog, because if you treat me as a dog, then I will begin to act like a dog. It's in my DNA to be a dog. So during any type of argument situation, don't do push any. Me. Bring me to you. I'm gonna tell you a little quick story. I remember one time, once upon a time, I just didn't agree with my wife on how we were raising the kids. I had a different opinion on the route that we should take.
And my wife would always come with these motherly love stuff that I knew that we have boys and you can't treat them like this because they have to someday grow up to be young men to be able to defend and to protect and to provide for their family and their loved ones and to protect themselves and to be able to think for themselves. And how do we do that? And the route that we were taking, I just wasn't in agreement with my wife. So what I did was I began to pull myself back. And I began to tell my wife, you want to be the man? Take the responsibility of a man. And for 2 years, how stupid was I? What? Oh, man. For 2 years, I isolated myself away from my wife, away from my kids, to try to prove to a point to my wife that she couldn't be a man. But I couldn't understand at that time, being acting like a little boy, that what my wife didn't, although she didn't have the answer, and if she didn't have the answer to certain things, she just used love to deal with it and had faith in God that it would somehow work itself out. But what it was a communication failure. It was a communication gap. I need to find new ways to communicate what it is that I was trying to tell my kids, is to show them that they have to begin to put in the hard work now in order to enjoy a better life in the future, regardless of what it is that they want to be in life. I had to begin to stop saying change kids, change wife, to go in saying Hayden. Begin to go in and begin to start learning things to change yourself. Begin to improve yourself. Begin to learn new skills. Begin reading more, Hayden. Begin going to seminars. Begin changing the images and the people that you surround yourself with. Fall in love with what you do. But don't let what you do have more love than what you do for you. Compounding interest works no different than compounding learning. And when you learn more each year, you know more, which compound more, which means that you're able to do more with less effort because you don't have to think as hard as the other guy because you know more. And when you know your answers and when you know how to deal with things, then you are able to deal with situations in a very formidable fashion. You won't deal with situations in anger. You won't try to retaliate when someone gets you. Your mindset will have changed. Your mindset will have shift. You'll become a new person. And the energy that you begin to send out once you get the wheels turning is a message that it's a new me coming. And I will blind you with success, and I will work hard, and I will not give up, and I will never quit until my dreams come true. And although I don't wish no harm upon you, and I wish you nothing but the best of success, don't think I don't want it for myself first. And don't think that I won't work hard for it. And don't think that if I saw you on the side of the road that I wouldn't pull over and help you. But it does not mean that if I pull over and help you that I'm trying to get back with you. No. It means that I'm trying to tell God that I have overcome you, and you have helped me to become the new me, which was a much more valuable person than I was when I was with you. And sorry that you see me here nicely looked, nicely dressed, with a fresh attitude and a brand new mind. Because guess what? I told you that your map, your wiring map, is from ear to ear. And if you control the things that you listen to, and you change your environment, and you begin to study new things, that all of these things will connect and begin to formulate a new path and new neurons
will formulate and your brain will begin to rewire itself. But I must tell you, it will not happen fast. If you've been in a 10-year marriage, you can't go into a retreat for 6 months and becoming a new you and think that is going to happen all day. Anytime you're planning something new, they say 10,000 hours is the right specimen. No. I'm going to say that it's going to take you 3 years or less. It's going to take you approximately 1 year to declutter your mind. You got to go through your database and start going through delete, whether it's the pictures, whether it's the images, whether it's the places you've been. Not that you don't remember the experiences, but you got to delete all of those old experiences so that you can get new experiences, so that you can begin to get new information. And as we begin to get into this commercial break, and as we begin to get into the next break, I'll let you know one thing. You have to allow new information to come in, and you must embrace this situation. Dave, instead of going to a commercial break, let's go to the next clip, if you wouldn't mind, please.
If you don't work, you shouldn't eat. I can't find a job. When I couldn't find a job, I found a lawnmower. Yeah, the bishop, T.D. Jakes. I got a shovel and started digging ditches. I was in West Virginia, the second poorest state in the nation. I got a shovel and started digging ditches. I got a bunch of lawnmowers and a truck and started a grass cutting service. I ain't gonna be, that's what's wrong with you. That's why you're not gonna end up here, because you're not willing to go there to get here.
You cut that right there.
You gotta let me give you a new.
You see, you gotta go through a remodeling process. You gotta go through the butterfly process. Okay? You can't go from a child to an adulthood. You got to go through a learning process so that the mind can cultivate and learn and build and grow. And Dave, if you don't mind going to a short commercial break, we'll be back more right after this. Is this young kid growing up, par for life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you. The House of Bling is here. Woo! Specializing in rhinestone apparel. Bling out your company logo or team logo. Call today, 561-723-6781. Woo, they're ready. Get your bling. Women, cheerleaders, tell your coaches about the House of Bling. We're here for all custom apparel. Again, that phone number is 561-723-6781. Congratulations on the purchase of your brand new home. And we couldn't be happier for you. But as soon as you moved in, you begin to notice during the summer months, the attic began to get extremely hot, causing your home to get warm, making it uncomfortable. Plus, your electric bill began to rise, skyrocketing out of sight, costing you more money. I have a solution for you. Solaro Energy. Solaro Energy has a variety of products. Solar Shield for the attic, solar attic fans to take hot air out of the attic, plus Solar Day to bring in light into any area in your home, all costing you no additional money. Call Solaro Energy today at 888-355-5SUN or visit their website, solaroenergy.com. Solaro Energy, providing all of your future solar power energy.
And now, more of the Haydn Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Back to Haydn Russo.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling that. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me tell you something, guys. Look. The only way to allow new information room to grow and to recultivate your mind and to change you into a new person and change your habits is that you have to open your mind to new ways of thinking. Open your mind to new ways of culture. And let me tell you something about culture, guys. Look, your parents bring you up, giving you the culture that you think that they felt that you need. When you get to be an adult, you can go back in your garden and pull out the bad stuff and put and replace it with some good stuff. Okay? All right, because if you don't open yourself up to new ideas and open yourself up to receiving new information, what will happen is you're festive on negative. Like, let me go back into when I was trying to prove a point to my wife that she couldn't do what I do as a man. While I was sitting there playing isolation, right? What happened was it began to form a disconnect with my wife. So instead of me want to run to kiss my wife when I see her, when I see my wife coming, I say, oh, let me go out back. I don't want to be involved with what they were involved with today. And secondly, I began to allow the devil to come in and to fester on negative and make me think that each time my wife wasn't home, that she didn't want to be home. So I shouldn't be home, and maybe I should go out and find someone, or maybe I should go out and do something stupid. All kind of negative things began to run in your mind, because remember, 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day. And if you don't begin to make some decisions, what your mind began doing, it started beginning to make its own decision of what of any of those 50 or 60,000 thoughts that it would allow to go into your memory bank. So guys, we got to change the things we do. We got to change the person that we are to become the new person that we want to be. And Dave, if you wouldn't mind getting to that next clip, I greatly appreciate it.
Tonight will be the night where most of us lay thinking about who we've become, the things we overcame, and the things we've yet to overcome. The night we should dismiss our old dreams and make larger ones. But sometimes they seem too big. But oh no, nothing is ever too big to the human imagination. Why is that, you say? Because no step towards a big dream is ever too small.
You can either live your dreams or live your fears. And I think the majority of people actually are not living their dreams, but are living their fears. So I want to ask you a question. What are your fears? As you begin to look at the things that took place this past year, did you get out of it what you wanted? Did you achieve the goals that you set out to achieve?
You are on a mission. Everything you do matters from this second forward. Life is too short, but each day and every single year you have a chance. If you're still alive today, you have not finished yet. Because everything you do matters. Every single thing you do matters. Because someone out there is watching us. Someone's taking notes on you. Someone's looking up to you. Be a role model. That is your mission.
Focus on them. Focus on the benefits. Not on the liabilities. Not on your fears. Focus on the benefits. That which you hold in consciousness tends to manifest itself. Think about how good you feel. Think about the level of increased self-respect, the sense of self-worth that you'll feel. How good you feel getting up in the morning, looking yourself in the mirror, because you're taking life on. The other thing is, acknowledge your fears and then go into action. This book is called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. That's it.
Your dreams seem like a far-fetched creation, But it's never too big for your actions reflect your imagination. Well, how is that, you might ask? Because no step towards your dream is an unworthy task.
You got to feel the fear and do it anyway. Someone's perception of you, what they may have thought about you, what they have said to you, what the husband said that you couldn't be, what your wife said that you wouldn't ever be. It's only reality if you bring it into fruition. And someone's opinion of you cannot become a reality if you don't allow it to be. So if you're in divorce and you're in that dark place, you were living in a 6,000 square foot house, or you were living in a mansion, and now you're in some 3,000 or some 1,500 square foot apartment on the other side. While you're in that dark place, while you're in that dark time, while you're trying to find yourself, find that one thing that you love doing, that one thing that you like, that one thing that you love about yourself, that one thing that gives you a sense of pride and joy. And when you leave this place that you're currently in, this dark place, and you make a commitment and a decision that you will begin to change your life now from this moment, and you will build from that one positive thing, and the positive will lead you. It will give you a sense of strength, a sense of belonging, a sense of pride. And once it starts turning, the success will burn within you. And you will have nothing to fear, because fear will be repelling off you. And Dave, if you wouldn't mind getting into that next clip, I greatly appreciate it.
Let's face it. If you're going to do something of significance, you need to expect negativity. People trying to tear down what you're building up. Because like it or not, that's just how the world reacts. And the way I see it is that you can handle it a few ways. Right? You can live your life in a way that conforms. You can shy away from that criticism. Or just take it head on. You know, learn to accept it. Thrive on it. Because you'll never be able to please everybody. You know, so why not have the courage to do what you believe in? Have the guts to be called abnormal. Take it as a compliment. I've mentioned before that the way you perceive something makes or breaks you. Think about how powerful that statement is in this context. You can look at the negativity, the haters, as a reason to change your approach, throw the towel. Or you can see it as a sign of progress, an anticipated part of your journey. You can use it as a building block or a stepping stone for further success. Those are two polar opposite outcomes, by the way. All derived from how you choose to internalize the world around you. When you get through it all, you'll be happy you hung in. I can promise you that. That you had the guts to look past the norms and your surroundings. That you had the guts to be something different.
In order to be different and become a new person, you have to be willing to go through the pains and the struggles and go through all of the negative things that will be said about you. All of the naysayers that won't believe that you can overcome the temporary setback that you're currently experiencing. You don't need money. You don't need time. You don't need no one else to be successful. Only you. Only you can rebuild from the hurt and the struggles. And going back to that story with my wife and trying to show them that she couldn't replace me. And I started building the separation and the love started dwindling away. And then one day I woke up and said, I got to stop playing with my family and stop playing with myself. What did I start doing? I said, what is the one thing that all of us love and the commonality that we have from within that all of us can be happy and makes us connect? And I found that it was sports. So I said, well, hey,
I'll start going to their games again. I'll start doing all the things that they did. And when I didn't like what the coaches did, and when I didn't like what was being said, and when I didn't like what other coaches were saying that the kids, my kids couldn't be, I created teams. Whether it's basketball, I didn't have to create a football team because my son was blessed to be able to go to a great school. But I work out with my kids, and when I used to go to the games and I was yelling and just trying to be supportive, and no one knew of me and they spoke negatively of me, I didn't change the person who I was because I knew who I am and I know what I wanted, and what I would rather endure a whole stadium of people not liking me because I want to rebuild the love and the connection that I had with my family that I enjoy, that I love. It made me feel like Superman. It made me feel a sense of pride to provide for my kids and my family because I love them. Are you serious? I snapped out of my BS. And I started getting into what I needed to get into. And I started taking baby steps. And I started being patient with myself to allow myself to grow into the new person. And I want to thank you guys for your time. And it's time to take control of your life and start rebuilding your life today. There's no tomorrow. We're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 on TalkZone.com. This is Hayden Russo. I hope that this show has been inspirational, educational, and I hope you had fun along the way. We'll see you next week.
Congratulations on the purchase of your brand new home. And we couldn't be happier for you. But as soon as you moved in, you begin to notice during the summer months, the attic began to get extremely hot, causing your home to get warm, making it uncomfortable. Plus, your electric bill began to rise, skyrocketing out of sight, costing you more money. I have a solution for you. Solaro Energy. Solaro Energy has a variety of products. Solar Shield for the attic, solar attic fans to take hot air out of the attic, plus Solar Day to bring in light into any area in your home, all costing you no additional money. Call Solaro Energy today at 888-355-5SUN or visit their website, solaroenergy.com. Solaro Energy, providing all of your future solar power energy. Who is this young kid growing up, part of life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you.